advertisements for the conference that was held in Omaha today for Father Karapi. And if you've never heard the story of Father Karapi, it's really quite fascinating. He was brought up and raised as a Catholic, but somewhere along the line he lost his faith. And in high school he was a very good athlete. I think he even had some offers to play college football or something. But he decided not to do that, and instead he went into the armed services. And after serving honorably, he was discharged. And he decided to then go on to college. And he began to study business. And after he finished his college career, he moved out to Las Vegas, and he got involved in real estate, where he quickly became very, very successful. And he had all kinds of things. He had a Ferrari, he had a yacht, he had, you know, just about anything that that money could buy. But in living in his life in the fast lane, he really got caught up in that lifestyle. And first it was alcohol, but then he quickly turned to drugs and just all sorts of immoral things with women and all different sorts of things like that. And he said he estimated at one point he was spending about $10,000 a week on his on drugs and on his party lifestyle. Well, you can't live like that for very long, and quickly he lost everything, and he found himself an addict, and he ended up in a VA psychiatric hospital because of the problems with the addiction that he had. After he was released from the psychiatric hospital, he spent 3 years living on the street. And during that time, somehow his mom was able to get in touch with him, and she sent him a holy card with Our Lady on it, and it had Our Lady on one side, and on the back was just the simple prayer of the Hail Mary. And he began to pray that prayer, just that simple Hail Mary. He began to pray it every day, and he began to pray for the grace of conversion to be able to change his life, and he was given that grace. He was able to leave the addiction behind through the grace of God, and he was eventually he was able to be reconciled with his mom. He went out and he flew out east and lived with her after he had gotten on the right path. And eventually he discerned that through his growth in the spiritual life and the grace that God had given him, he discerned that God was calling him to be a priest. And eventually he was ordained, I believe, by the Holy Father. And today he goes around and he's on the radio. He has a number of, and he also gives conferences. I think there is something like 13 or 14,000 people that were expected at the conference today. He's really a very, very powerful speaker, and really gives witness to the faith in a very, very beautiful and old, unadulterated way. And one of the things, though, that he talks about is the incredible mercy and grace that God showed to him, because he says, you know, I was one of the worst. And he says, you know, I do not deserve this grace that I have received. But God, you know, because he said, really, in reality, I deserve to burn in hell for all eternity. But he said, through the grace of God, God reached down. And he was able to pull me out of the mire and the muck of sin that I had fallen into. And through his mercy and through his grace, I received life again. And so when he speaks, his witness really has power, because he can say, you know, I've been there, I've done that. You know, any kind of sin you can think of, I've probably done it. And he really knows the depravity of the sin and how it just leads us down that road of unhappiness. But what he also gives witness to then is that love and that mercy of God. Because as St. Paul says in the first letter to St. Timothy tonight, he says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus he didn't come into the world to save the righteous. He came to save sinners. You know, that's one of the complaints of the tax collector, or the Pharisees. This man welcomes sinners and he eats with them. But Jesus said, it is the lost sheep of the house of Israel that I have come to call, and that I have come to save. And so this recognition of our sin before God is something that is incredibly important. Because unless we recognize our sin, unless we recognize the fact that we are sinners, then we have no need of the grace of God. But when we do recognize that Jesus Christ has come into the world to save sinners, and that we are sinners, it is then that the mercy of God is opened up to us. That we are able to receive that transforming grace into our lives. That we are able to receive the indwelling of the presence of God, sanctifying grace again within our souls. And that we are able to be transformed so that we may go out and shed that light of Jesus Christ into the world. And so when we recognize that and we ask ourselves, well, how may I encounter that grace? How can I receive that grace from Jesus Christ? Well, the first part, as I said, is that there must be a recognition on our part that we are sinners. Even the prodigal son that we read about in the gospel, we see that the father allows him to leave. The father doesn't force him to stay home, even though the father knows that he's probably going to do something evil. And the son just does that. He goes out and he squanders his inheritance. And then, in the depravity of his sin, in the lowliness of his sin, he finally recognizes what he has lost. Not only is he physically starving, but that physical starving is a sign of his spiritual longing. Really and truly, what he is desiring, he desires to be loved. So he says, I must go back to my father's house. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and I have sinned against you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. But he makes that decision to acknowledge his sin before God and before his Father. And we too must acknowledge our sin. We must first of all know what sin is, how it displeases God. Then we must acknowledge it before him. And that acknowledgement leads us to the second step. Because when we have sorrow in our heart, as the prodigal son did, for what we have done, it then leads us to want to repent and then to confess our sins. So with sorrow we acknowledge and then we confess our sins before God. And that is why Jesus has left us the beautiful sacrament of confession. Because he recognizes that we will probably fall at some point during our lives. That we're weak. that we are tempted and that we fail. And so he gives us the beautiful sacrament of his grace, where we, like the prodigal son, can go before our heavenly Father and say, Father, I have sinned against you. Even though I'm not deserving of it, I beg you, please forgive me. And in the grace of that sacrament, when we acknowledge that sin, Jesus pours out his divine life again into our soul so that we can again be recreated and receive that grace that we first received in our baptism, but that we have lost through sin. The third step, then, is to make satisfaction for our sins. To, even though we are not completely able to, but to strive to repair the damage that is caused by sin. Sin is its own worst punishment. As Father Karapi can attest to, that life of depravity, it cannot lead us to happiness. It only leads us to more and more misery. So when we recognize that we've been damaged, that we've been hurt by the sin that we've committed, and that we have hurt other people, sin is not just about us, but think about the father in the story of the prodigal son. Think about how badly he must have been hurt. All those years where he worried about where his son was at. Whatever happened to him? Just the hurt of being rejected by his son. Basically, his son is telling him, you know, Dad, I wish you're dead. But since you're not, can you give me my stuff anyway that will come to me when you do? Imagine how that made the father feel. And so, because there is damage that is caused both to our own soul and to the souls of others by our sin, we must strive to make reparation or satisfaction for that sin, to repair the damage that is caused by sin. And that's why we live a life of penance. You know, the church tells us that every Friday is to be a day of penance for us in some form or another. That we deny ourselves. We have those special seasons of penance like Lent, like Advent. But it's something that should be a part of our daily lives. Of willingly sacrificing ourselves in little things. Of offering prayers of reparation for our sins and for the sins of others. It is then that we are able to be healed fully of that damage that is caused by sin. And so when we think about that line from St. Paul, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. When we, first of all, have sorrow for our sin and acknowledge our sin before God, when we confess it to him, and then when we strive to make satisfaction, it is truly then that we will be able to be transformed by the grace of God. And not only that, but we'll be able to give witness like Father Karapi and be able to shine forth to others and to manifest to others the love and the mercy of our Father.